From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The chief medical officer updates the national vaccination program.
As of 8 a.m. Thursday the 21st of October, there have been 874 PCR tests across the islands. Of these, there are 28 positive tests from the community, and this includes 6 children. Both of the people admitted to hospital remain stable, and neither of the people is in need of the support of a ventilator. A number of people are presenting to healthcare, whether it be to the flu clinic or to the general practitioner's clinics, who turn out to have COVID-19 disease, but their symptoms are mild and they're being managed in isolation at home.
Dr. John Lee reports 111,027 COVID-19 vaccinations have been given in total in the Cayman Islands. 79% of Cayman's estimated population have had at least one dose. 75% have had their second dose. 1,352 people have had a third or booster dose. Cayman Airways Limited says the Goloson International Airport, LCE, in La Ceiba, Honduras, has continued to maintain its Category 6 safety downgrade today, despite assuring the national airline that safety measures were being put in place to facilitate today's flights. More from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
As a result of the inability to operate today's jet craft to La Ceiba, flight KX882, which was scheduled to depart Grand Cayman at 10 a.m., and flight KX883, scheduled to depart La Ceiba at 12:25 p.m., have been cancelled. Cayman Airways is arranging recovering flights using its Saab 340B+ aircraft, and all affected passengers will be notified directly and rebooked accordingly. Affected passengers may also call Cayman Airways reservations on 345-949-2311 or 800-2791-9422, toll-free in Honduras. Cayman Airways is currently working with authorities to determine requirements as it relates to PCR testing. Last week, the La Ceiba Airport issued an official notification to Airman Notam with no prior notice, effectively downgrading the airport's operational capabilities to Category 6 with immediate effect, resulting in Cayman Airways not being able to operate its Boeing 737-8 jet aircraft into that airport. Rotan Airport was also downgraded to Category 6 until December 7, 2021. The International Civil Aviation Organization requires Category 7 or higher for CAL's B737-8 fleet to fly into any airport. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Top government officials are set to meet for a live press briefing scheduled for 1 p.m. tomorrow. Radio Cayman will be carrying the event live. Top officials are hoping to discuss the border reopening plans. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. The World Health Organization has criticized rich countries and drug companies for slowness in getting vaccines to health workers in poorer nations. The WHO head said millions still hadn't had their jabs, a situation he called an indictment of those who control the global supply. There have been big demonstrations to support Sudan's fragile transitional government as those backing the military continue a sit-in in the capital. Security forces fired tear gas at the democracy protesters who burnt tires and waved Sudanese flags. The World Bank says the steep rise in energy prices could continue for a year. It also warned the rise in the price of fertilizers would lead to more expensive food and a 25% increase in food poverty, with more than 40 million people facing shortages. In its first report on the effects of climate change, the U.S. intelligence community has highlighted 11 countries, among them India and Pakistan, as being highly vulnerable. The intelligence estimate also warns of increased geopolitical tensions. A report by the UN Environment Programme says plastic pollution in the seas could triple by 2040. It said the increase puts marine life and human health at huge risk, as well as posing a threat to biodiversity. It called for drastic action. BBC News.